Zoomer Radio, the original greatest Christmas hits. Toronto's Mark Masri, Oh Holy Night. These days, Mark performs with the Tenors. And next Friday, December 23rd, they will be on stage at Roy Thomson Hall. And we started with the Staple Singers, who took the Mary out of Christmas on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. And Rose Reisman to the rescue, please, as we navigate holiday parties and holiday cocktails and holiday desserts. Rose is a world-famous health and wellness expert, author, caterer, restaurateur, and our friend. Welcome back, Rose. Please save us from ourselves.
Oh, you know, come on, guys. We keep making that same New Year's resolution for decades. Let's make it not happen this year. So if we can somehow, you know, I don't even say control ourselves, have fun, enjoy, but, you know, there's a bunch of principles, I think. If you want, we can go through them.
Oh, yes, but first we want to hear about your cat.
We need to know about your cat, Rose.
Yes.
We can hear the cat.
I know. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I've
got it. No, but it's okay. Tell us about your
cat.
We
love cats.
Oh, God. This is a 21-year-old cat.
Oh, sweet baby.
A ragdoll cat, and I keep him in my computer area where he's sectioned off from my dog.
Oh.
And sometimes when I'm here, he just starts to cry, but hopefully he stops.
No, that's okay. Perfectly okay. Clearly he's enjoying the show, Rose, so that's good.
Miserable old guy.
Well, Rose, we've had similar conversations in the past without your cat.
Right.
But I'm wondering if the guidance is changing at all and how best to approach dinner and cocktail parties during the holiday season. So in other words, is indulging okay some of the time?
Yes. It's like, you know, there's cheat days or cheat meals. I wouldn't go for a cheat day. That can be pretty destructive. But think about going to a holiday party or, you know, Christmas or New Year's Eve as a cheat meal. Maybe one cheat day, and enjoy it. The key is to enjoy it and have no guilt. Because the worst thing you can do is wake up the next morning cursing yourself, feeling lousy, saying you have no self-control. Just say, boy, did I ever have a good time last night. Today I'm back on track. But what you can't do is make from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve an entire cheat, because if not, you're going to be battling a good number of pounds in January.
Yeah, and I think that that's a really good point, because we make it our New Year's resolution, right? We give ourselves permission during that week between Christmas and New Year's with a promise to sort of get back on track. But if you're off track for 10 days...
that's not good.
No.
A lot of damage. And I have to tell you that, you know, everybody starts out in January. Oh, my God, the emails coming in and Instagrams about how to get back on track, the gyms. It all works for a very short period. And then we know by Valentine's Day we're off of everything that was healthy. So the key this year is enjoy yourself. Know you're going to gain a couple pounds. That's fine. And then get back on track. So I find that when I overeat, and I tend to have like a Sunday night dinner every week for my family, and that's about 14 people. I overeat every single Sunday night. I wake up Monday feeling like a food hangover. You know, let's be honest, when you overeat, you don't feel great.
Yeah.
You're bloated, you're tired, you feel a little sick to your stomach and say, I won't do that again. Get back on track the next morning, because when you start feeling like you're eating clean and healthier, we all know you feel better. And combine that with exercise. When you work out, you don't want to eat garbage. When you eat garbage, you don't want to work out. So it really goes hand in hand. Go for long walks. Just do something. Move yourself during the holidays, even if you're on a cruise or you're on a beach.
Okay, give us some healthy alternatives. So if we're throwing, you know, an afternoon Christmas cheer party or a New Year's Eve party or dinner parties, what should we be serving to kind of balance it out so we're not giving like a full fat menu to the people we love the most?
So, like, first of all, like for appetizers, I mean, have some cheese and crackers, but absolutely for some of your guests, have crudité with a really nice dip, and avoid those spinach artichoke dips, which are all mayonnaise. Have some hummus, have a little salsa, have a lighter dip of some sort. You know, you want to avoid cream-based soups. There's fantastic stock tomato-based soups, and puff pastry is a killer. I love to use phyllo for any of my appetizers. Puff pastry is really a lot of pure fat, and you really don't need that whatsoever. Avoid the rolls when you sit down to have dinner, if you can. I always say have one roll or cut it in half. Enjoy that. You know, again, try to get right into your meal with a salad, with a soup immediately, so you're not eating bread until the main meals come. eggnog, delicious to have a little bit of. Can you water it down? Can you make it, you know, put a little bit of ginger ale in? Can you put a little bit of soda water in, or even buy a light eggnog, or have a spritzer instead? Even a glass of champagne is better. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Eggnog is milk, cream, and eggs, right? So lots and lots of calories. I don't think it's worth it to drink your calories. Dessert, typically pecan pie, pumpkin pie. The pumpkin pie is a winner here. Pecan pie is really over the top in terms of calorie fat. Let me see what else. Oh, so fruitcake. In any fruitcake I've ever made, and I don't love fruitcake, there's 2 cups of sugar. Add on the dried fruit that's all got artificial color to it. You ain't having a healthy dessert there. You're better off having, you know, a piece of coffee cake or a couple cookies instead of that fruitcake, even though I know it is traditional. Traditionally, the green bean casserole, lots and lots of butter or oil, fried onions. Just have some green beans with toasted almonds on it with a nice olive oil over top.
Oh, it all sounds delicious. Yeah. I'm frantically writing stuff down so I can give it to other people to make for my dinner, which is perfect.
Right.
Rose, before we let you go, what's your cat's name? You didn't tell us your cat's name.
Ozzy. And he looks like Ozzy.
Sweet Ozzy.
He's 21 years old. I cannot believe he's still alive. Apparently,
amazing.
The oldest cat, get this, in the world is 26.
Wow.
So maybe I'll make it into a book of some sort with Ozzy.
Well, we hope so. He's very sweet and very talkative.
You guys are very nice.
Rose Reisman, world famous health and wellness expert, author, caterer, restaurateur, and the voice of reason. Thank you. Happy holidays,
Rose. Happy holidays, and enjoy. No guilt, remember.